الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, the very great ibadat of Hajj is at the doorstep, and while the Hujjaj will be performing this ibadat and directly being reminded about all the great aspects of the legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his family, because this entire ibadat of Hajj is filled with their reminders, so similarly we are to take those messages, those lessons from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from his family's life, because these lessons are not just some historical facts, they are not just something for the books. These are lessons that we need to bring into our hearts, bring into our day-to-day lives. These are lessons that chart the way for us to Jannat. These are lessons that if we really take deeply within ourselves, they will connect us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So among the lessons that Allah ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif and through the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the lesson of complete submission and surrender to Allah ta'ala. Islam is derived from taslim. And taslim means total surrender, total submission. This surrender, the submission, this is really the ruh and the spirit of Islam. This is the true essence of deen. This total submission and surrender, this is the most fundamental among the most fundamental aspects of deen. Without this, there's just a lifeless structure. This is that spirit of surrender that we find this reminder of this throughout the ibadat of Hajj as well. And the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this was that glaring feature which the Quran Sharif has highlighted. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That remember the time when your Rabb said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, said to him, أَسْلِمْ, surrender yourself, totally submit yourself. Surrender yourself to what? Submit yourself to what? So Ibrahim alayhi salam was fully aware of what is this call towards. And when he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, in response to this, when Allah ta'ala said to him, Aslim, surrender, he without any hesitation immediately responded, I have surrendered myself to the Rabb of the universe, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was fully aware of what he's surrendering to. He was fully aware of what is he saying. It was not just some lip service, not just some words. It was the real feeling of his heart, the real spirit of life that he was submitting, that I have submitted myself to every command of Allah Ta'ala. I have submitted myself to the decree of Allah Ta'ala. I have submitted all my desires, whatever it might be, to the will of Allah Ta'ala and the command of Allah Ta'ala. I have no desire of my own anymore. I have no will of my own. I have no want of my own. What I want is what Allah Ta'ala wants from me. My desire is subservient to what Allah Ta'ala's command is. If I desire something else, that doesn't count. And this statement that he made, this declaration that he made, he lived up to it. Allah Ta'ala then put him through various trials, various tests. And these are things we hear about time and time again every year, that the amal of qurbani comes, the ibadat of qurbani comes. We hear about the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and what test Allah ta'ala put him through and how he submitted. But what is the purpose of this? The Quran Sharif has kept this reminder alive, but for what? For us to just read over it, just listen to it, and then wait for the next year when we might hear the story again? No, it's meant for us to take deep down into our lives, that our lives also center around this submission, that this becomes the statement of a mu'min. This becomes his slogan. Not just his slogan on his tongue, this becomes the deep belief in his heart. This becomes his feeling. This becomes his sum total of life. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That the statement of the mu'mineen, the believers, the declaration of the believers, their slogan, this is the world of all slogans. So what is the slogan of a mu'min? Whereas many times these are slogans that people just shout out at, very hollow, just words. But a mu'min, what is in his heart is what's going to count. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When the believers are called towards that which إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, they are called to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that obey Allah Ta'ala, وَرَسُولِهِ, and they are also called towards the obedience of the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. That they must submit themselves entirely to Allah Ta'ala, to what Allah Ta'ala has commanded, what Allah Ta'ala's ahkam are and his laws are, what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us as part of our shariat and deen. Then what is their response? What is their statement? What is their declaration? What is their slogan? And not just slogan on the tongue, what is the deep belief of their hearts? Sami'na wa ata'na. We have heard, and then after hearing, there's nothing else in between. After hearing, we heard. Wa ata'na, without any second thought, without any ifs and buts, without trying to analyze, okay, what could be the hikmah and the wisdom in this, without needing to know what is going to be my benefit in it. Sami'na, immediately without delay, wa ata'na, we have heard, we have obeyed. That must be on the tongue of a mu'min. That must be deep down in his heart. That must permeate every fiber of his body. Sami'na, we have heard what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. We have heard what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us as our deen. And once we've heard that in the Quran Sharif, what we have heard, what we have heard in the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there is no more ifs and buts. There is no more question about anything. The iman of a mu'min is sami'na wa ata'na. We've heard, the next step is wa ata'na. We've obeyed. We've submitted. We've totally surrendered ourselves. Then whether it pertains to something which is our personal matter, for example, our personal matter, just to take one example, sometimes as a matter of distributing the inheritance. Now when it comes to distributing the inheritance, then many a times there's a major dispute and all kinds of issues that then stem out of that. A person sometimes, he sees that my benefit and greater portion comes in terms of what Shariat has declared for me. So mashallah, the person is now very, very enthusiastic that we need to distribute the estate exactly as the Shariat requires. Why? Not because he has total allegiance to the Shariat. Unfortunately, his allegiance is to what is the numbers. So he sees more figures coming in his direction. So now he's, mashallah, very enthusiastic about the Shariat. But then few months later, somebody else passed away. And he also had a share now that comes from there. But suddenly, in terms of the wrong, un-Islamic will that the person made, which in the court of Allah Ta'ala is not worth the paper it's written on. Because what is stated there is against Shariat. Now according to that wrong and un-Islamic will, he gains more. And according to the law of the Quran Sharif, he doesn't get that much. That part of it is something, somebody else's right. Suddenly he forgot 2-3 months ago, he was saying, no, we must go by the Shariat. We must go by what the Shariat demands. Now suddenly he's saying, but after all, it was his will. This was his last wish that I should get this. Now what happened to the Shariat now? So 3 months ago, 5 months ago, what he was talking was just all his just words, lip service. If the Shariat was in the heart, then he'd close his eyes and accept whatever the Shariat says, whether he seems to benefit more monetarily or whether he seems to get lesser material things, but he'll get greater in the command of fulfilling the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. Now he doesn't put ifs and buts in it. So this is the total surrender. Now in his personal matter also, he surrenders entirely to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the law of Allah Ta'ala, whatever it might be, Allah Ta'ala has made something impermissible on a general note, then there's no questions about it. Allah Ta'ala has made interest haram, completely forbidden. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has declared war against those who consume interests. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He doesn't try to find some loopholes around it. How often we hear this? Somebody says, I asked somebody for a loan. He said, no, I can't give you a loan. But nevertheless, I'll give you this amount, but you must give me so much of profit later. So now this is play of words. Person is appeasing himself. He called it profit. What the profit is? That is pure interest and waging war with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But now he's got questions on all these things. That iman is deficient, extremely deficient. Allah Ta'ala says that the mu'mineen, when they are called to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they are called to the obedience of the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then their response is sami'na wa ata'na. Allah Ta'ala has declared interest haram. This is haram, finish, I won't take 1 cent, half a cent. Allah Ta'ala has declared something forbidden, they submit without question. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that we were sitting and I was serving wine to many sahaba because the command of the prohibition of alcohol had not yet come. So it was still permissible. And Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala an was present and others were present and I was busy serving it. And then suddenly they heard somebody saying something out. On the road, somebody was walking and he was shouting out something. So he said, what is this? Who's saying something? Now this is the practical implementation and the manifestation of true believers. Sami'na wa ata'na. We heard immediate obedience. So immediately they listened, what is this person saying? And the person was declaring that the ayat and the verses of the Quran Sharif have been revealed that have prohibited any consumption or anything to do with wine, with alcohol. And this is such a prohibited thing, so detested in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. The one who drinks it, the one who serves it, the one who manufactures it, the one who sells it, the one who transports it. 10 people have been cursed who are associated with it in any way. At any level, merely transporting it, serving it, whatever level. So they merely heard this. No details. Allah has made this forbidden. And who's hearing it? People in whose veins it was flowing. This was something that they used to boast with one another about how much of wine they have and how old it is, how far back it dates. And the person who had a greater stock of this, he was a person who had greater position in society. And something that they were drinking from ages. And now one command of Allah Ta'ala came. And they heard that this is the command of Allah Ta'ala. That innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsum min amali shaitan. All this is haram. It is filth. It is the handiwork of shaitan. All kinds of intoxication. All kinds of gambling. What was the response? Immediately Abu Talha says to Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was a young boy at that time, he says, go and throw it all out into the street. The gullies of Madina Munawwara were flowing with it. People threw it out instantly. Somebody had it in his mouth already. He didn't wait for it. Well, okay, this is already in my mouth. Let me take this last sip. And then now we'll call it a day. He spat that out. Sami'na wa ata'na. We heard and we obey. This is the surrender of a mu'min. No ifs and buts. Now this is the lesson that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave us. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam gave us. And this is a lesson that the Sahaba ikram took to heart. They lived, all the pious people of the Ummah, they lived the essence of deen, the essence of Islam, which is taslim, surrender, complete giving ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when a person has truly brought this submission in his life, then there's no difficulty for him whatsoever, neither in obeying any command of Allah ta'ala, and nor in facing whatever the challenges of life may be. In obeying any command of Allah ta'ala, he has got no reservations whatsoever. He has a completely open heart. Whatever the propaganda might be out there in the world regarding anything, but that propaganda doesn't affect him because his submission is to Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala has declared something as disgusting, as prohibited, like this, the fitnas of the time, and people unfortunately get caught up in this, they say, well, okay, it may be not so serious, not something that we should condemn people for. Don't look down upon those who are doing what? Doing what the Quran Sharif has called disgusting. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam declared very openly to his people, Inni li'amalikum min al-qaleen, the disgusting sin that they were involved in, and the haram that they were involved in, which was unprecedented. He didn't mince his words about it. He said very clearly, this lifestyle of yours, and you're engaging in this filthy life, I disgust it. Now because of the propaganda of this LGBT fitna and whatever else goes along, so now the whole language has become toned down in a Muslim's heart as well. And a Muslim's tongue is now uttering things. People are putting all kinds of messages out, that, well, you can't condemn somebody for what they choose. Na'udhu billah. In other words, the Quran Sharif has said something is disgusting, but you should say, no, it's not disgusting. So you should oppose the Quran Sharif, oppose what Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran Sharif. Where's the submission and surrender to Allah Ta'ala? Then the submission and surrender is to the people who are now distorting deen, to the people who are perverted in their lifestyle, to the people who have got no morals and ethics, people who are completely devoid of any shame. Now we're surrendering to their propaganda. Because you've got to surrender somewhere. A mu'min who has surrendered to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he merely wants to know what Allah ta'ala has said, what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. That is enough. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala declares a different ayat. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared something, decreed something, a believer has got no choice in the matter now. His choice is what Allah has given him. His choice is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given him. There's no questions about it. Now this is that spirit of deen. Just to understand the submission and to what extent the submission. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his son refused to accept. His son didn't want to become a Muslim. His son wanted to remain where he is. Nuh alayhi salam tried so much. And after all, a son is a son. And he is very close to the heart of the father. But he refused. And eventually, whatever happened, happened. The incident is well known to us. Finally, the floods came. And he said, Sa'awi ila jabali ya'asimuni min al-ma. Well, all these floods, this water is rising, so what? I'll climb the highest mountain. I'll climb the highest mountain and get saved from it. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. Nuh alayhi salam said, nobody's going to be saved from Allah Ta'ala's decree today, except who Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy on. They are only those who surrender to Allah Ta'ala. He thought differently. He went away on the highest mountain and he got destroyed right there. Now when he got destroyed, Nuh alayhi salam turned to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ قَالَ يَا وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Ya Allah, this is my son after all, and you promised me that you will save my family. So this is my son. He is also part of my family. Now, what extent of shafqat, of attachment, of love, of true parental and fatherly love there was there in the heart, that now he's still pleading for that child. Allah Ta'ala replied to him that إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. O Nuh, he is not part of your family. Your family are the mu'mineen. He died on kufr. And somebody dies on kufr, he's not your family anymore. He's perpetually doomed to Jahannam. Now, Nuh alayhi salam, heart filled with love, with muhabba, such attachment, such closeness, and he's pleading to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, this is my family also. Allah Ta'ala says, it's not about it, not part of your family anymore. What is the response of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? Now he heard, Sami'na wa ata'na. He immediately says, Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. Ya Allah, I seek your protection, that I ask for something that I had no knowledge about. That once the person has died on kufr, he is totally out of anything to do. No attachment anymore. Because he is perpetually doomed to Jahannam. He immediately, completely washes his hands off. Inni, Rabbi inni as'audhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive me and don't shower your mercy on me, I'll also be among the losers. Ya Allah, I am totally now washing my hands of this. Never will I ask for this again. Whatever the heart's desire, whatever is the feeling, whatever it might be, but Allah's command above everything else. The ibadat of qurbani at our doorstep, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we will all, whoever is compulsory upon them, wajib upon them, will be performing the qurbani. But what is the message in it? What is the lesson in it? The same submission. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at that late age, he is now blessed with a child. Past 80 years old, childless until that time. And now barely, he is now blessed with that child. And hardly the child is still a very, very small little baby. And is commanded, go and leave that wife and child in a barren place. No means of survival. Ibrahim alayhi salam, sami'na wa ata'na. He heard, no question. That is a mu'min, no question. No question about what is the wisdom behind this, because his iman is Allah's every command is filled with wisdom. Whether he understands it or not is not of any consequence. Doesn't matter at all. If he understands it very well, he doesn't understand it, his submission is the most important thing. So he goes ahead and leaves them. The submission of Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she sees that Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving, are you leaving us here? What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to survive? But eventually, the incident is well known to us. When she doesn't answer, her question is, did Allah ta'ala command you to do this? That you must leave us here in this barren place. No means of survival, no support, no company, nobody, nothing. So when he indicates, yes, sami'na wa ata'na. We've heard that this is Allah's command, wa ata'na. We've submitted to him. And what is her statement? Idhan la yudayyuna. That's the case. Allah will never allow us to perish. You may do what Allah has commanded you to do. Ismail alayhi salam, young little boy, Allah Ta'ala's command to Ibrahim alayhi salam, go and slaughter him. After this long absence, and now he's come and the child has grown, now you go and slaughter him. Very easy to talk about it. Very easy to listen. But how many times we are ready to slaughter what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to slaughter? Small things. Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to slaughter his son. And he went ahead. Allah Ta'ala saved it from happening. Because that wasn't what was meant to happen. Allah Ta'ala wanted to manifest the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so that it becomes a lesson for us. How many of us are prepared to slaughter our sleep at the time of Fajr? Slaughter the temptation of the eye when it is tempted to look at haram. in our privacy, sitting around with our phones in our hands and thinking we are very smart because we got it all locked up on behind passwords, and therefore we are smarter than the smartphone. But Shaitan was smarter than us. He deceived us and duped us. But at that time, do we put the knife on that desire? Do we put that knife on that desire towards going to the places of sin, indulging in haram, indulging in zina, in gambling, in all other kinds of vices and sin? That is the lesson, the submission. Sami'na wa ata'na. Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men, they must lower their gazes, and likewise to the believing woman, the next ayat. Sami'na wa ata'na. They immediately comply. No questions asked. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Allah Ta'ala says, say to my believing, my servants, they must speak that which is best. No vulgarity. No, well, this is part of how business goes. If you don't swear, you can't get things done. Na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala made something haram which was necessary for us. So you say, no, that's business language. Somebody calls it industrial language. And somebody calls it something else. Just to make it sound very light and just dismiss it and brush it as under the carpet. Well, if we do it, it's no major thing. Sami'na, the Jews said, Sami'na wa asayna. And Allah Ta'ala warned us about it in the Quran Sharif. Don't be like the Jews, Sami'na wa asayna. Don't say we heard, but we will do our own thing. We'll brush it under the carpet. We will just dismiss it with some fancy words. No, be like the believers. Allah Ta'ala praised the Sahaba-i-Kiram in the Quran Sharif. That when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qulu Sami'na wa ata'na, Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. They immediately, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them the direction, don't say that how you're going to manage this command of Allah Ta'ala. You submit. They immediately turn to Allah Ta'ala. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ya Allah, we've heard, we've obeyed. And if we err by chance, Ghufranak. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Now that is the need for the moment. That we must have a very clear statement on our tongues. The statement, Sami'na wa ata'na. What we've heard, we've obeyed. Allah's command, regardless of what it might be about. Whether it's something to do with our personal lives, whether it is something to do with deen in general, in terms of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is to do with aqidah and belief especially, all the different isms and whatever is going on, whether it is those kind of talks that carry on now, that all religions lead to the same, all rivers lead to the same ocean, so regardless of what you follow, don't worry, you'll get there, which is total kufr, because Allah Ta'ala has made Islam the only deen that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. So now all these situations, no matter what comes up, a mu'min, his tongue speaks one straight line. Clear words. Sami'na wa ata'na. What Allah has said in the Quran Sharif. What Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. That's what we say. And that's what we submit to. And that's what's deep down in his heart. That's what he lives. He doesn't go by anything else. That is what permeates his veins. That is what's the feeling of his life. And that what he lives on, and that is what he dies on at the time of slaughtering that animal of qurbani. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَالنُّسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That's among the sunnah aspects to be recited. In this is in the salati wa nusuki, my very worship, every ibadat, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي, my living and dying. Only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.